Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I do like your costume, by the way. You have a very nice suit on, very nice tie. Is that a clip-on or is that a real tie?
I don't use clip-ons anymore. I just use the same tie. I tie it once and then every time I need it, I just stretch it out a little bit.
Really?
You can get stretched elastic stuff, yeah. Waterproof, too. Really good. And it goes. The gel that I've got does the same thing.
Is that right?
So I go in a rainstorm. I'm not worried. All water repellent. Polyester is really good that way.
Wow. Yeah. I'm learning stuff.
Last night on the news, they asked me that same question. They said, what is the favorite costume at the end of the show? You know, you've done it a million times. Yeah. You've got a little time to kill. Everybody, tell us what your favorite costume was that you ever wore to a costume party.
Because we got,
you know, Frank and Amelia and Chris and I. And I said, that's really easy for me. I said Tarzan because I didn't have to go buy a costume.
Oh. Oh.
Wasn't that good?
Oh.
Just me and my skivvies, man. Big, bulky.
Brought up a bad visual. Did you really go as Tarzan?
No, but it was a good joke last night.
Oh, okay.
I knew it would get Frank off.
I just wonder if there's video out there or something. Mike Max joining us. Jordana is, she's not under the weather. She's fine. But her husband, handsome husband, Mark.
Mark. Yeah.
Very much under the weather. Urgent care last night. And apparently he's on antibiotics and got worse overnight. So she's very concerned about her spouse, and she is by his side helping him out.
With you guys, too.
Yeah, we hope we certainly wish the best for Mark and hope for a speedy recovery. And Mike Max was kind enough to come over here. I'm just curious, Mike, that before we get into Carl Anthony Towns and the Vikes, and, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. I'm just curious, for a meteorologist, our biggest fear is missing a tornado.
Yep.
Hey, Paul, where were you when the EF4 hit Mound?
Yep.
Where were you? I was counting on you. That, I mean, we live in mortal fear of missing
No matter how many things you look at, you still could miss it.
Well, yeah. I mean, Doppler is good. It shows the signature, the rotation. It's not perfect. You know, the late-night tornadoes can be small and hard to find. Anyway, that and if you predict flurries and wind up with a foot of flurries.
Yeah.
People never, ever let you live that down or forget it. So those are some of our fears. I'm just curious. You have all these plates, all these different – you got the pro teams, you've got high school, you got plates spinning.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
What keeps you up and up? What do you worry about?
I live in fear that I go on the air and in the last hour, some big story has broken and I didn't catch it because it was on some, or I didn't check the many, many places that you can check. And everybody else knows about it but me. And I'm doing the regular, blah. For example, let's just say last night, this would have been hard to have happen. But let's just say last night I walked across the street to get a sandwich at the same time the fight broke loose between Townsend. And let's just say I come back and the game is resumed and I pick a few highlights and then I go, okay, this game's over. It's a blowout. Philadelphia's won. I can go cut the highlights. And I turn away from there and I turn on the Wild game now because the Wild are playing.
Right.
I could have gone on the air, done four highlights, and never acknowledged the fight because at that particular time, I wasn't there. Because I don't have a producer for radio or TV, you know, so there is no second set.
You get pinged with alerts, though, text updates?
In last night's case, it didn't matter because I was there, I guess. I didn't, you know, I was on top of it from the get-go. But it wasn't long before you couldn't miss it.
So there's a paranoia about missing something and then being put on the spot.
And missing big stories. If missing... I don't mind getting out scooped. I mind it if I should have had it. Meaning if I would have just asked the right questions, I could have got the answer and had the exclusive. that really bothers me. Or if it's something that I could have controlled, like if you'd have just shown up there, you'd have found out this. Instead, somebody else did, and now you're playing catch-up. Those are the two things that I live in fear of.
We are a nation of armchair meteorologists and armchair sports analysts. Do people ever come up to you and say, Maxie, just give me the scores? I don't care about your opinion. I don't care. I don't care what you think about it. Doesn't matter.
You know what? I say that to myself a lot. I mean, I think to myself sometimes, I cover these teams. I'm out there. I'm with them. But I'm still not close enough to have an informed opinion in some respects because you have to live it. You have to people that don't – no different than this business. If you're not inside here, you'd never know how the personalities, functions work together, blah, 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 blah. And the same is true. You get as close as you can, but there are many times when I think, why – I don't even want to hear myself talk and give my opinion on this because – my opinion, I don't have anything that I can offer you that I think is real wisdom. It's just an opinion, and now you can get that from anybody on the street. So my goal is always, if I give an opinion, it's an informed opinion. It's because I might not share where I got the information from, but there's a reason that I'm saying what I'm saying, and usually it might sound like an opinion, but really it's based on some deep-seated conversation, you know?
But you're an expert. I mean, people look up to you, and I think many people, not all, but many take their cues from you. Well, Mike Mack said this, so okay, I hadn't thought about this angle, this perspective, so he made me think, he made me approach this from a different angle.
I'll give you an example. For example, because I've had some people comment on this, back in June I started in on this. They're all in on Carl Anthony Towns as the leader of this team.
Right.
Now, what that
and he is reinvigorated this year.
And you listen to when he talks last night. It's a different – you ask him a question, and it's a different answer. It's about, I tried telling the guys. Well, he didn't used to try telling the guys because he wasn't the leader, right? Now they've anointed him. I said they're rolling the dice on Carl. They're all in on him being a leader, and they're telling him this is your team. They're basically telling him, you got a piece of the action here. If you don't like the way things are going, come tell us what you don't like. They did the same thing with Garnett. It's really risky business.
Yeah.
Because if Towns doesn't go well or if he doesn't win over the locker room, you got problems. But we've been saying that since June here. And then they're going to go up-tempo, and they're not going to be good enough to play it at the level that they want to play it, and then they'll make some more changes. And I think they're still on course for exactly that. But that's not based on me just watching and guessing. That's based on conversation after conversation with people in the know and going, did I see this right? Mm-hmm. You know, today I talked for a long time with a guy that was familiar with this process of the fighting, and he was a former NBA player. And he says, well, Kiki Vandeweghe is in charge of it, and I used to play with Kiki. And he said, and Kiki does not want to suspend these guys for long. He said, you watch. He'll do everything he can to try to make it a minimum suspension. You go, okay. That's pretty good information, right? The guy that's in charge of discipline was a player, so he doesn't want to see these guys sit out for too long because the fans want to see him play.
Sure.
So you go, okay, file that away, you know?
I was less concerned about the fighting, the wrestling match, and the ejection than I was about the Twitter war and some of the things that were said on social media.
That we can't repeat.
And I mean, to me, that bothers me more, that toxic culture where, okay, you said this, I'm going to one-up you, and I'm going to clap back and –
yep.
You know, it's this back and forth, and you got all these onlookers, and it's a little like, you know, gazing at a traffic accident or a train wreck.
Yes, yeah, that's why I've never engaged in Twitter, really. People post things that, you know, in terms of what we're doing that night, but I've never been on Twitter, per se, or tweeted myself in my life. And one of the reasons is, and maybe I'm just late to the party that I need to get in and get engaged, but I keep hearing from people, that is where people vent. That is the sewage. That is where that is permission to be negative, and you, meaning any public figure, are a sitting duck.
So be
ready.
Look, I've been on Twitter, and yeah, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of garbage. It some days, some conversations, it's like being lowered headfirst into a latrine, which I do not recommend.
No.
But I think at the end of the day, it comes down to who you follow. And if you follow trusted sources, you can get some good information
like
from
anything.
Twitter, and it can tee you off about specific stories. And when people are buttheads, I just block them. I mean, if somebody says something objectionable, you just block them.
No, you don't see them again.
You have the freedom to be a butthead. Okay. I have the freedom to block you. I don't have to listen to you. I just don't care what you think.
That reminds me of what you just said, though. That guy, he came out of an outhouse, and he was all dirty and muddy and yuck. And I said, what happened? He said, my watch fell into the outhouse.
Oof. Are you kidding?
So then he said, you know, so then I threw my wallet in. And then I threw my shoes in. I said, well, why'd you do that? He says, well, I wasn't going to climb down there for just my watch. These are the things that I encounter in
That's
life,
good.
Paul.
That's
that
good.
Just, you know, yeah.
I'm going to steal that. We got to take a break. When we come back, more on the Vikings. Curious about the latest with Mahomes. I saw him practicing, but I still think he's number two
for right
Sunday,
now,
right? Talk Mahomes. We talk Gophers and whatever else is on Mike Max's mind. That's coming up next.
Paul and Jordana.
Mike Max is here. Maxie, what's the latest with the Vikes? Mahomes, as far as we know, still number two. He's not going to start based on everything we know right now.
Yeah, right now, you know, he's played. They have the injury reports are different these days than they used to be. They used to have questionable, probable. Now they list how much they practice, and he's been listed as limited, and that means that he's at practice and he's moving around, but he's not free to do everything that everybody else is doing, and that's not an uncommon place to put people because you don't know yet. And so with him, I wouldn't be surprised because he knows the offense so well. It's not like he's got to get reps in. If they will wait until Saturday maybe to see exactly, you know, what he can do, where he's at and how he feels. But you don't have to rush that in football. You just sit and wait. Mike Zimmer loves it because no longer is the coach allowed to comment on players' physical health. So it used to be every Monday was an injury report. You know, what about so-and-so? And now he just says, hey,
I just
can't talk about it.
When people give me a hard time about the weather, as they should, I tell them, and it's not very satisfying, but I think it's the truth. There are unknown unknowns. There are certain things that we just can't know. And when I think about that with sports, it's like you got to be able to predict who's going to be injured.
Yeah, and you know,
who's going to play? Who's going to suit up?
But you know who drives nuts? It's not the coaches.
It's the bookies.
And the fantasy football players.
Yeah, right.
If it's a Thursday night game tonight and you got to have your lineup in, which some leagues would say, maybe you know some leave room for Sunday night substitutions, but Mahomes would be a big name out there. Mahomes' father, of course, pitched for the Twins, but his godfather, I don't know how many people know this, is LaTroy Hawkins, another twin. And when LaTroy was up here for the playoffs, I had a nice visit with him because he goes with Pat Mahomes, the dad, to all the games and sits with him at the games because he's Patrick's godfather. And it's really fun to talk to him about the evolution of this young man and what he's become because he's so much better than anybody projected. And the ability to throw the football where it looks one way and throws it the other is just uncanny. We've never seen that in football.
Yeah. He's sort of like the Michael Jordan. I mean, he has moves that I have not seen
before. Yep, and he's a reigning MVP. And I was at the Super Bowl last year covering him. And they had a red carpet event. And he basically had to just sneak through that because the mob was so big waiting for him, you know?
Mikey, I married a woman. I met a woman at Penn State, girl of my dreams.
Yep.
And she is a rabid Penn State fan to the point where she'll – scream at the TV set.
She's one of those, yep.
And then I turn the TV set on, and she screams
and then you
even
see,
more.
Yeah, and then you see
and it was so bad that when the boys were growing up, the boys used to cry. You know, Penn State would do something stupid on the field. We would scream.
Really?
And then the boys would cry. And they were like 18, 20 years old. I thought that was weird.
Yeah, well, a little bit strange, yeah.
But when they were younger anyway, the whole Gophers Penn State thing, I think it's going to be a big deal. I hope College Game Day comes here, but what we're up against, aren't we up against, what is it,
Alabama,
Auburn?
Alabama, LSU, one against two.
Yeah.
No, they ain't coming here. Plus, it's 11 a.m. game.
Yeah, that makes it tough.
And maybe that helps you a little bit because early in the morning you could have that big crowd there, but that's the only part that hasn't fallen into place for this team. They got a bye week, they got everything else, P.J. Fleck went and played goalie the other day for the hockey. All kinds of fun stuff have been happening. So it'll be, to me, one of the interesting things where the university has really fallen short over the years is how can they take advantage of this game to raise the water of the entire athletic program
right. And
whatever. You got the window now, right? People are looking. What can you do to capture whatever it is ancillary to the game? And they get rolled over in this town by the professional teams. For a lot of reasons. One is longer seasons, off season, there's more interest because there's more acquisitions and trades and free agents. But this is now their opportunity to do something with it. And it was a start to have P.J. Fleck playing goalie. That was a start, but that was Bob Motzko's idea, the hockey coach. I want to see what they can come up with over there in their marketing division that shows that they can compete. Because one of the reasons they don't have attendance over there for football and basketball and hockey is because they haven't had a lot of good ideas. Now they've got an opportunity.
Nothing works like winning.
Nothing works like winning. So now what can you do with winning, you know?
Right. Keep it going.
I'm back at 6:30 tonight, full show.
Pay it forward. Thanks, Mike Max. We'll catch you next hour.
Paul and Jordana. Beyond the headlines.
Okay, so Paul back with you, and DJ Dave Josephson, our amazing producer, who's helping me out today, as every day. Be careful, you know, your selection of T-shirts, especially when you have plans to do something nefarious or illegal. A man walked into the Twin City Coin Laundry in Crystal City, Missouri. I didn't know there were Twin Cities in Missouri.
Wow.
I learned something today. Not very useful, but anyway. So a guy walks into this laundry wearing a T-shirt. The T-shirt said, quote, "It's not a crime unless you get caught." Okay. The man then proceeded to break into a vending machine and made off with 15 pounds of change. And apparently all of this was done in full view of an HD security camera. The man's crime bagged him $600 in cash and change, caused about $1,300 worth of damage to this poor vending machine. But the owner hopes that it lands him behind bars. They haven't caught this yet. But again, if you see a guy wearing this T-shirt that says it's not a crime unless you get caught, you might want to call the Crystal City, Missouri Police Department. Proof, DJ, that irony is not dead. It's dying, but it's not dead.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't break into vending machines, and especially if you're wearing that T-shirt. Okay, here, we've heard a lot about the fires in California. And one of the buildings that's in danger there is the Reagan Presidential Library. And that, of course, hosts the grave of our 40th president and former First Lady Nancy Reagan. Now,
right,
among those trying to protect the Reagan Presidential Library, of course, fire crews, airdrops, and a herd of goats.
I saw that.
You heard
How
me
cool
right.
How cool is
a
that?
A herd of ravenous goats.
Goats may have saved the Reagan Library.
That's right. They were deployed. Now, this is months ago. They don't put them out on the front line while the fires are going. But months ago, a herd of about 500 goats helped create a fire break by eating brush on the hills in this area, the semi-valley area. The goats, according to one firefighter, said he believes that the goats did help save the library. So how about that? A herd of goats months ago helped save really a historic place in our country.
How bizarre is that? How cool. Very, very low tech, but it worked.
Yeah.
That's cool. I did not know that. So here's the deal. And I know, and look, I have so much respect for first responders, anybody who serves, fire, police, EMT. But here's the deal. First responders to a car accident in South Point, Ohio, were treated to a real-life horror show last Friday night. Sydney Wolfe, a student at West Virginia's Marshall University, was driving home from a haunted house where she was promoting her upcoming role in a musical. This is Stephen King's horror novel, Carrie. She was still in her full Carrie costume. The prom dress, the tiara, the fake blood, and I mean, you see the pictures online. Here's the deal. Her car struck a deer. First responders to the car accident were treated to a true horror show. Again, the good news is that she was not injured badly, a slight bruise on her leg. But apparently, the first responder was a good Samaritan, a gentleman that pulled over. You could tell he was horrified, according to this gal. And then the ambulance showed up. They were horrified until they discovered, oh, that's fake blood. Okay. Not quite as bad as it looks. But and this is deer mating season. Slow down. This is peak deer accident time. The best odds, I think, as we head into November for getting into an accident. with a deer. So be careful out there.
Well, hey, I thought this one was interesting. Paul, how do you feel about sriracha? The sauce, sriracha.
Very pro sriracha.
Oh, yeah, me too. What's your favorite thing to put sriracha on?
Vanilla ice cream.
That's weird.
Cheerios. just about anything. No, I put it on everything. I don't put it on ice cream, but just about everything else.
I like to put some sriracha on my eggs. Some nice,
over-easy
eggs with a couple of dashes of sriracha on there.
Absolutely.
So, four men have been arrested after allegedly trying to ship bottles of sriracha that contained, guess what, $200 million worth of methamphetamines inside the bottles of sriracha.
Oh, that's not good.
So apparently they were shipping these sriracha bottles that were, you know, packaged and labeled as such and declared to the officials as such. And the freight was going from the United States to Sydney, Australia, labeled as chili sauce. And after they did some testing, they found that large amounts of methamphetamines that would hold a street value of over $200 million were inside the sriracha.
That's low, smuggling it in sriracha.
I know.
That's nasty.
Ugh.
Yeah.
What if you put that on? I mean, that'd be terrible. That'd be a bad surprise for breakfast if you put that sriracha on your eggs.
I think so. it would not end well. So would you move to Tulsa, Oklahoma for $10,000?
No. For $10,000?
Hey, there's a number. What's your number? Would you do it for, you'd do it for $500,000? 500K?
I was going to say a million.
A million bucks?
Do I have a job once I get there?
I don't think so. But you'd have $1 million.
You have a million, yeah. But
that would last you for a while.
Yeah, especially in Tulsa.
So here's the day. Well, right. Within 10 weeks of announcing a program last year, 10,000 people applied to receive their $10,000 for moving to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Ultimately, 100 people were accepted. 75 people, DJ, actually made the move. The George Kaiser Family Foundation, which is running the program for Tulsa, wants to pay for another 250 to 300 applicants next year. A majority of the people are from, big surprise, California, Massachusetts, New York, trying to save money. Mm. One gal who left Washington, D.C., now paying $1,600 for a nice two-bedroom house near downtown. With high housing prices on either coast and remote work becoming more common, should some of the Rust Belt cities, the Detroits and Cincinnati's of the world, create comparable incentives? You know, a lot of towns are losing people and getting desperate. Maine has a student loan payback program. But again, the city of Tulsa believes the investment is worthwhile. The Kaiser program manager, Aaron Boltz, says newcomers offer social and economic opportunities to longtime residents.
Yeah. Look, if you're a young professional that can work remotely, you said it there, why not move to Tulsa or somewhere like that? And as long as you're close to an airport and you make a decent paycheck at whatever this remote job is, sure, go somewhere with a low cost of living. Live next to an airport so you can travel if you want to. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. And do that for 2 years or 5 years and then go somewhere else.
I envy people that can do their jobs. People say, well, Paul, all I need is a laptop and Wi-Fi. I can do my job from here, from Timbuktu, from anywhere.
Yeah, you have to drag that big Doppler around with you everywhere.
Yeah,
that makes
it gets painful. And 1 year I'm going to go disguised, trick-or-treating as a Doppler. But that antenna weighs so much.
You going to make the noise as you go around?
Just
too?
Duct tape that. Beep, beep.
Wait, I got that.
I'm going to go as a tornado next to you.
You know, that would be a funny that'd be a funny bit here.
Isn't that sonar?
That's sonar.
Like a submarine.
Doppler
sonar.
Makes no sound. There is no noise.
Well, can you work on that? Doppler needs to make a noise.
Okay, that's annoying. Okay, stop that. Okay, you can pod that down. Okay. Sorry about that. Okay.
Okay, I got one more here for you. You hear these stories every once in a while about what the TSA finds at checkpoints.
Oh God.
And I once flew to Mexico and back, and once I got back, I was emptying out my backpack, and there was a single Black Cat firework in the bottom of my backpack.
What?
That I had flown from Minneapolis to Houston and Houston to Cancun
and
or wherever
didn't
I was going.
Catch that?
All the way there, four flights there, or two flights back, and they did not catch the – and I thought – I mean, I got back and I said, what if they would have done a little swab thing and tested it and I would have gotten pulled out and there's gunpowder on my bag or something? But anyway, so I washed the bag and threw away the firecracker and I was good to go. But oof. There's a story today that's a new one for me. The TSA found what they thought was a gun in someone's bag. So they pulled the bag off. They pull the person aside. They look in the bag. And they found a gun-shaped toilet paper dispenser. a handgun-shaped toilet paper dispenser in someone's carry-on bag. Now, look, it is illegal to carry, obviously, firearms, but also replicas of firearms. It is illegal or against policy to carry onto airplanes. So they had to pull it out of the person's bag, and then they say, okay, do you want to ship this home or whatever you want? You know, you can drop it in the mail if you want, but I guess this guy just forfeited it because it's not worth paying for the shipping or whatever. But how about that? You really think this guy has a gun on a plane, and then it just turns out to be a fancy
toilet paper dispenser thingy?
Yes, yes.
Because nothing would make me want to poop faster than having a gun pointed at me as I'm sitting on the pot. Really? Are you kidding me? Who are these people? Hey, we're going to give away Celine Dion tickets.
Yes,
right?
We sure are.
And so we need a couple of people who are fans of Celine Dion. Mm-hmm. Maybe your wife, your husband is a fan. All we need is like 5 or 10 seconds of you singing your favorite clip. And we do have, don't we have the from the Titanic, the theme from the Titanic?
Yeah, but you have to sing first.
No, I'm not singing. I'm getting over a cold. We're trying to attract listeners. We don't want me singing is not the way to do that. But right after the weather, after this break, we're going to give away tickets.
But call in now. If you want to go to Celine Dion tomorrow night at the Target Center, call in now. You'll have to sing us your favorite Celine Dion song. We'll play one for reference.
And it doesn't have to be good. It just has to be authentic. Put energy into it. Put some effort into it. 651-989-9226. And you're going to a concert. 651-989-9226. Okay, something to aspire to. That is Celine herself. And no, it doesn't have to be that good. But again, we're just looking for a little bit of effort. Trying to give away 2 tickets to the concert tomorrow at Target Center. It's going to be amazing. Diane from Stillwater, welcome to the show and give it your best shot. Go. Okay. She thought about it and then, maybe not. Dave in Andover, are you there? Hello?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. All right, Dave, go ahead. You got, 5, 10 seconds. Give it your best shot.
All right, and it doesn't have to be good, right?
No, it does not. It's better if it's not.
All right, well, I can guarantee that. All right, here goes. Near, far, wherever you are, I believe that the heart does go on.
Very nice. That was good, Dave. You got a little vibrato in there. Okay, if you win, who are you going to bring, Dave?
Well, it's my wife's birthday tomorrow, and she's a huge Celine Dion fan. So,
you are a good husband, and thank you. And
that's the whole reason I risked this public humiliation, just so I could give her a gift.
You're a good man, Dave. All right, stand by. We need to see what your competition is like. Thank you, Dave. Carl in St. Paul, welcome to the show, and go ahead and sing a clip of Celine. Put your heart into this.
Okay, near, far, whoever you are, we just want to win tickets to see you.
Okay, that was creative. You did. I think the lyrics were changed slightly, but thank you, Carl.
Yeah, I don't know the lyrics either, though.
I didn't.
It's close.
I didn't want to step on the other guy's foot.
Yeah, no. Hey,
no, he's saying the same deal.
Who would you take, Carl?
Well, that's the other thing. It's my granddaughter's birthday tomorrow.
Oh.
And she missed it. She got sick when she was in Las Vegas, had to forfeit the tickets. So I thought, well, geez, I could take her.
Wow, you're a good grandpa. And playing that birthday card. All right, you're making it challenging. All right, Carl, stand by. TJ in St. Paul, give it a shot.
Okay. Here, faithful wherever you are. My heart will go on.
Okay, that wasn't bad. That wasn't bad. That was pretty good. I mean, I'd listen to that. Who would you take if you win these, TJ?
My husband.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you for playing. Let's see. We have Leanne. Leanne, welcome to the show. And from Waconia, go ahead and belt out your favorite Celine Dion tune.
Near, far, wherever you are, I believe that the heart must go on. Once more, you open the door and you're here, and my heart will go on.
Wow. That was pretty good. Yeah. Well done, Leanne.
Thank you.
You have some singing experience in your life?
Oh, a little bit. Not on air, though.
Well, I know. Yeah, tell me about it. Who would you bring? Who would you bring along?
Well, my in-laws are huge Celine Dion fans, and they would absolutely just go over the moon if they were able to go. So I would give the tickets to them and let them go.
All right. Leanne, thank you for being a good sport, and thank you for listening, and wish you the best. All right, this is hard. This is a tough decision, but all right, it's very subjective, but I think I'm going to go with Dave from Andover. Dave, congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. My wife is going to be pleased.
And it's her birthday?
It's her birthday. Yeah, she's Mary Frances. She was born on All Saints Day, and that's tomorrow. So she'll be, well, I won't say how old she'll be.
Yeah. We never share that information. But congratulations to you. And what is your lovely wife's name?
Mary.
Mary, give Mary a hug for us, and I hope you have an amazing concert. And thank you to Leanne, thank you to TJ, thank you to everybody else who called in. And have fun at that concert, Dave. I want a report afterwards, okay?
Sure, yeah, I can call in next week.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. You hang in there, and please feel free to sing along tomorrow when she sings that.
I will.
That theme from the Titanic. Okay. Thank you, Dave. And thank you to everybody. Thanks to everybody who participated. When we come back, the stories that are trending. Karl Anthony Towns turned a basketball game into a wrestling match last night. Of course, he got ejected, got ugly online. We've got that. Of course, the impeachment stuff that's going on. Halloween, a few Halloween nuggets that you may not be aware of when we come back on CCO.
And never let
Paul and Jordana. Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.